guys, thank you ever so much for coming down. Thank you so much for your good self.
Sergeant Jack Rowlands is from the Metropolitan Police's Trident Unit, the team that tackles knife crime.
So our intention today is to do a walkthrough through that park and do a preventive search for weapons.
Today he and his colleagues are in Burnt Oak.
Guys, any questions for you? Brilliant, thanks a lot. Right, let's go.
Taking part in the sweep are Met Police officers, community support officers and British Transport Police officers too. And they're getting some help from a four-legged friend.
This is AJ. She's AJ. 5 years old.
PC Glenn Timmons is from the Dog Support Unit in Wembley.
They've said they're looking for recently discarded weapons today, so she looks on the principle of it's a basic human, a fresh human scent. So if you walking down the pavement now, you're leaving a scent behind you. So she picks up on that.
As they work, the officers attract some attention. Passers-by and dog walkers tell me they're pleased to see the police being proactive because crime is a problem in the area.
Around about sort of 7 o'clock in the evening. After seven, but there's lots of ewes, let's say.
Does it make you feel quite nervous?
I wouldn't come over here.
It's quite frightening when you think of it. It makes you worry for the kids that come in the park, I have to say.
You could have just a little penknife, anything, you don't know.
Is this your son?
Yeah.
As a dad, does that worry you?
It does, yeah, because when he goes out for his mates and you're always on tenterhooks, is he coming back? Like, no, I mean, especially when they was younger.
Meanwhile, the search continues, and before long...
We found something.
He's beat the dog.
Beat the dog?
So, the local PCSO who knows this area inside out, who knows this area like the back of the hand, has gone to the exact place where he thinks knives have been found. He has found a knife. So it's just buried, as you can see. Blade in, handle up, so it's camouflaged, doesn't reflect. That is the exact type of weapon that is being stashed for the purpose of hurting someone.
The serrated kitchen knife is put in a secure weapons tube. Later they'll check it for fingerprints. Although zombie killer knives have repeatedly made newspaper headlines, the officers say the easily accessible kitchen knife shouldn't be underestimated.
If you're caught carrying a kitchen knife, you've got an excuse. I've stopped a lad in 30 degree heat in a puffer jacket with a kitchen knife bigger than that in his pocket, and he got away with it at court because he said he was going to his friends to cut fruit.
It took just 20 minutes to find this knife hidden in a green open space just metres from a children's playground. Sergeant Jack Rowlands says he's recovered 32 weapons in the past 3 months, but he says the more they can remove, the better.
For every knife particularly that we take off the streets, that is potentially one life saved, one fewer victim, and also one less person going through this criminal justice system as well.